Welcome to Career Tools. Our guidance on being discreet and getting a new job through social media, part two, the conclusion of this topic. Folks, this guidance answers the questions, how can I use social media to find a job without my manager finding out? Who can I safely connect with on social media? And what can I say on social media when I'm looking for a job? Finally, after years of waiting, The Effective Manager in book form is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and your other retail booksellers, as well as signed copies are available on our website, manager-tools.com. If you want to know the basics of how to manage others effectively in book format, including Kindle and ebook format as well, we encourage you to buy, read, and then implement the guidance in The Effective Manager. We talked last week, Wendy, about tempering your communication. We also have two other parts to cover. We had so much fun. We went long. We had two other parts. Use industry connections and use social media consistently. So let's talk about industry connections first.
So this is a way of getting the same information that you would have potentially directly from companies, but without, you know, liking everything that they post that's a potential job opportunity, which, as we talked about last week, can be inference, thank you, could be drawn, or actually, if you are actually looking for a job, the correct inference, but not one that you want to be out in the atmosphere.
Yeah. The issue here is we want you on social media. We love social media. More communication is better. And broader communication is better. There's no question that social media has become a huge force for good in the world, professionally, personally, politically, geopolitically, everything in every way possible. So in the first part, we said, you got to be careful because a lot of people are not. Now let's talk about how we can be careful and effective both, right?
Exactly. And it used to be that newspapers published job vacancies on a Thursday. So if you were, you know, Monday morning, God, I don't want to be here. I hate this. Oh, this person's annoying me, whatever. You couldn't do anything about it immediately. You would just think, oh, I'll pick up the paper on Thursday and I'll look at the jobs and see what else is out there.
Some young people are listening to this right now and saying, what?
What? I know. Our phones were attached to the walls as well. It was a terrible life.
It was terrible.
But all of that took place in your head, right? So nobody else knew it was happening. But now you can follow through instantly by following a bunch of companies that you would like to work for or connecting with recruiters using social media. And recruiters will connect with anyone. And so it's likely that as soon as you follow them, they'll follow you back. Those numbers about who's following who, and they draw people's attention for good reason because the social media companies want them to. But they also draw attention from your manager, potentially. If you're looking for a new job, it makes sense to have connected with the most number of people possible because more people, more opportunity.
Yeah.
But of course, as in the examples that we talked about last week, the manager and the hiring managers see those connections too.
Yeah, on LinkedIn, if I'm connected to a recruiter and my manager's connected to me, my manager can easily find out that I'm connected to recruiters. It wouldn't be, you know, you'd start linking to recruiters that were familiar to him or her in the industry and see that he connected to that recruiter through me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if somebody connects to two or three recruiters in a week, you know, yeah. The manager is going to get the message really quickly and it's not going to be good for you. So connecting with recruiters is one way of plugging yourself into the job market, but there's a better way, which is to connect with people in your industry or in your role. For example, don't follow Rackspace, the company, but follow our friend Davis, who works there. He retweets everything they post because he loves working there. And so you would get all the same information, but you're just following a friend.
Yes. And you could say, I like what he talks about and so on. But you're not seen as following the company where they post job openings. And if you're in technology, there is somebody at the firm that you might be interested in, and they're going to know. And if you want to, you can direct message them and say, of course, now we've made this cast timely rather than timeless, and say, hey, I'm interested. Could you perhaps put me in touch with somebody? And yes, there are new filters on that where a lot of people would say, gosh, everybody knows I'm with Microsoft. Everybody knows I'm with NetApp or whatever. And so therefore, I can't say yes to everything. But it's way better than following a bunch of companies all at once. Another thing is, we recommend you think about your career all the time. There is nothing wrong with having relationships with recruiters. And if you did sign up with three recruiters in a week, I'd be concerned if I was your boss and I found out. On the other hand, if you signed up with one every couple of 3 weeks, it wouldn't bother me at all. It would bother some managers. And you could say, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not thinking about going anywhere. But as you know, as the company knows, I have to manage my own career. And it's good for me to have connections. And recruiters often are not just about recruiting. They're also connectors in our business. But it's so much easier. You have so much less blowback from a manager if you're connecting to other people in your industry. If you're in an industry where you can name five competitors right now, and you're not following some people in similar roles, maybe a level or two above you, at those other companies, now you're not managing your career effectively in the world of social media. It's unfortunate that social media has this side where in the news, things get reported about social media, really about how some companies like Twitter aren't making billions of dollars, or how somebody lost a job, or how somebody said something untoward or disrespectful to a group or to a person or whatever. But the fact is, social media exists in a way that's hugely powerful for us. And the idea that people aren't thinking strategically about social media and their search and creating an external network, which we've talked about before, and growing your network, you're crazy, guys. You absolutely have to be on social media. You have to be talking to people. You have to be following people. You have to be careful about what you say. But you can follow hundreds of people. You could check on it 2 or 3 days a week. You could only check on things on Saturday if you wanted by getting a digest. Or you could say, you know, I read something here that one of my competitors is offering a job that is interest to me on Tuesday. I'll wait until Saturday before I respond, so I'm not getting into a DM battle or DM exchange with somebody during the week. You could do all kinds of things. And the way to do it is, when he says, is to not follow companies, to not necessarily connect with recruiters. Although those things aren't inherently bad, because it's okay for you to do that every once in a while, but it's so much easier to just have more connections. And if you're connected with somebody on email, ask them about their social media presence. Hey, are you on Twitter or Facebook or whatever? Now, people could ask me and I would say, yeah, I'm on Facebook and I have like 7 connections. My family, because if I'm on Facebook for any reason other than that, now I have, I would assume, 5 or 10 or 50,000 connections, and it's no longer valuable to me. But if somebody asked me, I'd say, sure, this is my Twitter account, and you won't hear me say much personal stuff because I'm an executive and a leader, but I won't connect to you on Facebook. But I wouldn't mind somebody asking, right? It's completely normal.
Absolutely. I tell people I don't Facebook, which is actually true since I only look at it about once a fortnight. So a couple more ideas. So if you are wanting a job in the city, the town where you work, and they have a jobs feed, don't connect to that, but connect to the Chamber of Commerce, which is bound to be retweeting or reposting those jobs.
Yep.
Don't connect necessarily with a recruiter, but connect with a professional association that they're associated with or that you're associated with, so that you can get kind of plugged into that stream of information. And we're not saying this because we want to lie or be disingenuous. It's just about protecting yourself and being able to tell your manager that you're leaving at the right point for both you and him or her. And you can just set up a fake account and follow whoever you want, but it doesn't really help you because you're not integrating that relationship into your real life. So if you create a fake relationship and you follow a recruiter and you start to have a conversation on Twitter, then that's not part of the bigger whole. If it feels like you'd have a conversation there and then you've got to transfer it back to your real life. And that actually, that transference might cause a problem.
Yeah. Now, if you see your boss eviscerate a colleague because they're tweeting something innocuous, and they say, your boss idiotically says, don't let me ever catch any of you on social media ever again, or don't you dare search during work time, and so on. We would encourage you to leave that boss, but we would also say, your boss can't say that. There are rules about that. There are laws in most places. But more importantly, if you decided to get a private account, I wouldn't have a problem with that. That said, I'd probably have a private account for a while, and I'd figure out how to leave, and then I'd leave, and then I'd have a public account and make sure I never went to a work for a boss like that ever again. And remember, the way you find out what kind of boss you have is you go out and get a bunch of offers, and then you decide, before you decide which one to take, you get to ask questions, and you get to say, hey, tell me about your managerial style. You know, have a series of questions ready that you can ask so that after you've gotten the offer, when control passes to you, you can find out whether or not that person is good or not. Now, if you were 22 or 23 and you got a bad boss, it was probably because you weren't wise enough. No offense, guys. I wasn't wise enough either when I was 22 or 23 to know whether or not a boss is good. By the time you're 26 or 27, you should be able to sense how good a boss is going to be for you. If you're a friendly, warm, outgoing person, and you're interviewing with a boss, and he never smiles, he never refers to you by name, he doesn't ask about your family and so on, those are red flags that would cause you to go, I don't want this person. And if you're worried about your boss engaging you in this way, it's good that you're worried because it will cause you to temper your online presence. And a lot of us can worry simply to be careful, but it may not be justified. If you're worried and you have proof your boss does this kind of stuff, it's really unlikely that boss is going to help you in your career. That boss is probably all about himself or herself, and find another boss, but be careful doing it.
So our last point was use social media consistently.
Yep.
And we kind of already talked about that. So if you are thinking of moving to another job, a sudden increase in one direction of your social media activity is sure to be noticed. If you, as we were saying, suddenly connect to two or three recruiters in a week and two or three associations, your boss is going to be like, hey, you were never interested in social media before. What's going on? So the way to disguise, in inverted commas, that activity is to make it part of a whole. So if you're thinking about changing a job in 6 to 9 months or more, then if you begin now to follow the brands that you're interested in or the companies that you're interested in or connect to recruiters, and that's mixed in with a bunch of other activity, it's much less likely to be noticed.
I mentioned this before, and I didn't get to the second point because I feel like I'm talking too much in this cast. But remember, we have guidance called OTO, Open to Opportunities. It is okay to be in love with your job or to be happy with your job and not in love with it, to be happy with your job and to be open to other opportunities, meaning you're not looking, but you are open to the right opportunity at the right time. Open to Opportunities is a state of search which is very passive in nature. I know of almost no executive in the world who isn't open to opportunities. I mean, I happen to have friends at a very high-profile fashion company, and their CEO left. And generally, CEOs don't leave to go to other jobs unless those jobs are CEO jobs, but in this case, it wasn't. And this person was both successful, in love with his job, really loved it, and at the same time, opened opportunities. I think a lot of people mistakenly are of the mindset, I'm happy or I'm searching. And you don't have to be that way. If you're constantly open to opportunities, and that doesn't mean going to find them, it means being open to them if they fall in your lap. First of all, you'll find a lot more opportunities if you're connected to a lot more people externally and to a lesser degree internally. And it's okay to love your job. And if somebody says, would you be willing to talk to us? Sure, I would. I'm happy where I am, but for the right opportunity, I might be able to do it. Now, there's a higher bar to leaving, but if you're open to opportunities, now, if you're aware of the idea of both liking your job and at the same time being open to opportunities, this is not like a marriage, okay? If that's true, then by definition, you should be building out. We recommend you build out your social media, the bandwidth that you have for it. We recommend you expand the number of people you connect with so that you can keep track of things and so they can perhaps think of you. A lot of times in our business, in the consulting and training business, we win business simply because we are the firm that the client thinks of when they think they have a need. It's not that they think we're the best. Best is practically unknowable. But the relationship we have with them that we do a good job of maintaining, I think, thanks to our fabulous corporate salesperson, Maggie Hessel, people think about us. There are maybe others who are better or cheaper or more expensive or more on target. I don't know. It's hard to know those things. But there's nobody who does better in maintaining relationships. Same thing here. The more relationships you have, the more opportunities will come your way. But you have to recognize the combination of being happy and open to opportunities at the same time. And I can prove it. Anybody who wrote me an email says, Mark, this is my job. I could say, I will make you open to another opportunity by saying, I'm aware of a job like this. Mm-hmm. And you say you make $110,000. This one makes $210,000. It's in the same town. The boss is actually better than yours. And it's in a company equivalent to yours. Somebody would probably say, yeah, I'd go for $100,000 more a year. There are jobs like that everywhere.
The other thing about this is timing. So you may not want to, you don't want to suddenly increase your social media activity in the sort of looking for a job sphere if you've just had a bad review, or if it's the beginning of the year, or if you're around 2 to 3 years and that's how often you move jobs. Some people have a different rhythm, but between 2 and 3 years is a common point at which people change jobs. And so an increase in activity there would be more suspicious. It's easier if you want to make all those connections to do them right at the beginning of a new job, because by the time it gets to the time that you want to change, they'll be old. And because they're old, everybody thinks, oh, well, they've had those forever. There's nothing there. Even though you know that you've kept up with that recruiter and you have a really good relationship and that's the person who's going to get you a new job, nobody seems to think about the old relationships you have. They just assume that they come from something other than a job search.
There you go. I would say the issue about continuity or not making sudden changes is so easy. If you think a little bit about what your presence ought to be or it could be. And now look, if you're not interested in social media, that's fine. It's okay to not be interested in it. I would disagree with you, but I would tolerate it. What I wouldn't be advising you of is listening to you say, I'm not that interested in it, but then saying, I really want to use it aggressively when I search for a job. Now you got an issue. So what ends up happening is social media's power in the job search market essentially means you've got a strategic imperative now to engage in certain behaviors so that it doesn't put you at risk.
Exactly.
Look, it's okay to search. It's okay to be open opportunities, and it's smart to be discreet. You're entitled to search, but you don't necessarily need the blowback from doing the search in a way that is problematic or causes questions in the minds of your boss. If you have a little bit of a plan in advance and you move a little bit carefully, you'll be far better off. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. That's it. Come back next week for more good guidance from Career Tools.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want the how-tos of management wherever you are, check out the free Manager Tools mobile app. It's available on both iOS and Android devices. Go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download the Manager Tools app. Just search for Manager Tools in the respective store, or go to the Manager Tools website, www.manager-tools.com, and you'll find the links on the bottom of the homepage. Once you've installed the Manager Tools app, you'll have access to all the Manager Tools and Career Tools shows anytime, anywhere you want. With easy searching of podcasts by category, using the map of the universe, or using built-in search functions, it couldn't be easier. Additionally, if you're Manager Tools personal licensee, you'll have easy access to all the show notes right from the app whenever you want. Go to the App Store and download the Manager Tools mobile app. You'll be happy you did.